Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
It is 3 p.m. on Thursday, and that means it's time to meet your maker. This is the show where you do exactly that. I'm your host, Rachel Wharton, and today I'm talking as slowly as possible because my guest, English is her second language. She's here from Italy. Her name is Antonella Rana, and she is pretty much the American face of Giovanni Rana, which is the eponymous fresh pasta company that her father-in-law launched from Verona, Italy, way up north, more than 50 years ago. Giovanni is something of a celebrity in Italy. I think there everybody probably knows his face and his name, and they have several restaurants in Italy, kind of takeout places, and some in London and other cities. And in November, they launched their first full-fledged restaurant and their first American restaurant here in Chelsea Market. And Antonella oversees it. But I think, like her father-in-law, probably everyone in the family, she's also a pasta expert. And she just taught a class on how to make tortellini that I was so disappointed to miss. And so, Antonella, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. My English is rough as a pasta dough made with the rolling pin.
Well, I wanted, so even though you've already told me, I wanted you to, that class was also on the history of the tortellini, and you were just telling us a little bit about it. And I was wondering if you would give us the 2-second version, because it was also the first product, right?
Yeah, tortellino is the most old and is as our heritage. And the legend is beautiful about this origin, because it's about a host. The osteria was a Corona in Castelfranco Emiliano, and this man had an amazing guest, a beautiful woman, and during the night, through the keyhole, he tried to spy her, and there was a light candle in the room, and he can just see the silhouette, the shape of this beautiful woman, and when he saw the navel, the belly button, he ran to the kitchen to create a shape of pasta the same way. And this woman, the legend says, is maybe Lucrezia Borgia or maybe Venus.
So does everyone in Italy know that legend? Like, when you're a little kid, you eat tortellini, that you know that it was a belly button of a beautiful woman.
Yeah, belly button, yeah, I knew, because it's in our popular knowledge, let me say in this way. And was also amazing at that point, because every mother done fresh pasta at home every day.
That's what you were saying before.
Yeah. Now is absolutely not possible to think about, because also in Italy, every woman is a hard worker outside.
I was going to ask, how did you come to be part of this family, and how did you learn how to make pasta the Giovanni Rana way?
I came from a region, Emilia-Romagna, maybe the most famous and popular for fresh pasta. Then is in my roots. But I have to say that when I met my future husband, it was on a blind date, and immediately we met in the kitchen. And he wrapped around my finger the string to close meat for the steak. Was a filet with lardo di colonnata around. And when he does the with the string, I say to myself, maybe is the ring, maybe is the sign of the love, to stay always attached, linked together. And then we started this way in the kitchen, and immediately after a few months, he said to me, please work with us, because it's not just family business, it's our life, day by day. And Mr. Giovanni Rana, my father-in-law, said to me that he found out his son inside the tortellino, as the filling.
Right. Oh my God. And you just showed me your logo, which is the motto that he used to deliver, and that your husband used to sit in the back.
Yeah, in the basket, keeping the tray. Because Mr. Giovanni Rana, as bakery boy delivering the bread, saw just on Saturday the fresh pasta in the grocery store, and he understood the new generation of women, And this for me is the revolution. Prepare the fresh pasta for women, for new women, right. And with the same freshness, same care, but understanding the new life of the women. Was 60 years.
Right. And it was in this. It was the 60s. It was a long time ago that they moved to machine. I remember reading this.
Exactly. Then it's about also not food, but emancipation.
Right. Yes. Yes. I often talk to my own grandmother, and she's so happy. Like the things that she used to make from scratch, which would have, in my family, it was gefilte fish. Like she wouldn't. Like she's so happy to not have to do that again because it, you know, it saved her, you know, 6 hours, 7 hours, 2 days. So yeah. I understand it completely.
Yeah. And then my personal skill is about hospitality because my family is in the hospitality business. And then at the beginning, I work a lot with Mr. Giovanni in the advertising because as you say, is a very popular also face in the television. And once he said to me, I need a manager for the restaurant. Is you. Okay.
And here in the United States.
In Italy and United States. Of course, here the challenge is amazing.
Right.
I think that everyone in the world, but Italian especially, think about New York as the dream of the dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, so now you teach pasta classes. So yeah. did you have to pass a test? Did you have to make it in front of your father-in-law?
Tell you a little secret. Maybe also my partner, my colleague, that uh-huh. don't know. For the first pasta class, my husband uh-huh. is an amazing chef, not just the CEO of the company, say to me, don't worry about because we will spend 2 days ago trying and I won't teach you all the secrets. Then one day before I say to him, Gianluca, where are you? Uh-huh. The pasta class is tomorrow. No, I'm in Chicago. I have some trouble with the work. I cannot come. Then I spend all the night with the chef preparing 8 different pasta dough uh-huh. to train myself. In the morning, I say, okay, I'm ready. Ready or not, I have to do. And it was amazing because... sharing this very familiar experience, but at the same time with the responsibility to do the best
right.
in not my language. Mm. And I spend all the night to learn new words. Rub your finger right. was the first expression.
Oh, right. How to explain what you're doing in English.
Knead yes. was amazing.
What is knead in Italian?
Is impastare.
Oh, that's so much prettier.
and mix, crack the egg into the well. The well
oh,
was...
Right, that's very important in English and pasta making the well.
Then when I say to my colleague in Italy, the restaurant is my university place, is for this reason and many others similar, because every single guest is for me a human lesson about food, about approach, about everything. At the beginning, they say to me, please, don't stay too much at the table. Uh-huh. Don't be so Italian. Let the people enjoy the food without you.
Oh, that's so funny.
I have a lot to learn every day, new things.
So you were telling me a little bit before the show began about your very first day, the restaurant's very first day in New York City, and I was hoping you would tell that story again.
Yeah, it's about the Sandy's day. It's not exactly just our day.
Right.
But at the beginning...
It was the superstorm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the superstorm Sandy, and I was a little bit full of doubt. I say, maybe it's not so strong, maybe I can open the restaurant, because after 1 year, I say to myself, I don't care the storm. I won't open the restaurant. Right. But when I understood the seriousness of the situation, of course, no power and drama everywhere, I say to myself, okay, we cannot open. But what we do with $25,000 of fresh food without power and fridges? And then we decide to share with Chelsea Market community. Mm-hmm. Was our first meeting. Our first way to say hello, we are here,
right? Because you said you had brown paper over the windows. You hadn't even seen anyone yet,
because they hadn't seen you. Everyone say to us, be very secret. New right. York like surprise. Then brown paper on the window, no power, light candle, and this amazing preparation. Because you know, for the opening, you do your best,
right?
Then amazing copper pot and plates, everything.
And you'd been working on it for days, weeks,
and then. At the end, I think that this kind of guest, the safety, security team, the people in the office, maybe they appreciate better than everyone, because it was a very sad day. Right. No one has power in the house. Then this amazing fresh food was more than a gift.
So it was the day after?
The same day and the day after.
Oh, wow. And you said that because you had prepared it in your most beautiful, that you sent your guests home. First of all, they were getting
with the tools.
Great. With the copper pots, and then they had to bring them back. How many how many days did it take you to reopen fully?
Honestly, it was an amazing challenge, but just 1 week. Because when you are so ready to open, every moment that you wait, your pressure, your adrenaline goes down. Then we say to ourselves, immediately after the power come back, we have to open. The power come back late Friday night, Sunday morning, we was open.
And did you have customers, people come in? I guess most people didn't even have power up until 40th Street.
Yeah, I think that people go around with a different mood, not just looking for joy for restaurant, also to change mind. Mm. And then they are not the same guests that we have now. The mood was honestly very different.
Mm-hmm.
And was amazing for us to share the first dishes with these people that... without restaurant for 1 week. And for you New Yorkers, stay 1 week at home is very hard.
Yes, but 1 hour, 1 day.
Then was amazing. And I remember very well the first man arriving in the restaurant, because he decided to arrive from the gate of Chelsea Market, where we have the production on site. And all the machine were working. And he said to me, "But you do the pasta fresh here?" I say, "Oh my gosh, yes. Look." And this is very New Yorker, very suspicious, very curious. I say, "Yeah, it's real. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can try." And we start.
Ooh, tell me about those machines.
Yeah,
you were talking about those earlier too.
Yeah, the restaurant, honestly, is not just a restaurant. It's the house of Giovanni Rana. And we have five old machines from the 60s, cutter machine, to do the pasta dough machine, and to fill the ravioli. And every single machine is customized by Mr. Giovanni. He slept at that age with a notice on the table close to the bed, because every moment he wake up and say, "Oh my gosh, this is a new idea. I have to customize in this way." And we have then this amazing machine, and everyone can touch, ask, especially the children. They are very curious about. We have the Moto Guzzi.
The bike. The original bike.
Exactly.
The original bike. The real one.
Yeah. And we have also our modern machine to do fresh pasta. They are three. And we do every day 500 pounds of fresh pasta.
And you can buy it. You can just come in and buy the pasta. And
it's pasta roll and cook at home.
What you were telling me before was that it isn't like you bought a machine that anyone can go buy, like the XM2700, but that you would work backwards from the recipes until you got the machines are custom made to what you do.
Yeah, this is the part that I love more. It is exactly my husband's signature, the artisanal creation of the recipe. Then we do the recipe in the kitchen with real normal daily tools, and at the end, to save and to have this taste, we customize the machine every time differently, and then they are honed. Is our hand. The machine is our hand.
Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to hear more of your beautiful English from Antonella Rana.
Thank you.
Program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Are you a locavore? Our Northeast regional forager for Whole Foods Market sure is. She spends her time traveling around the New York City metro area sourcing the best new or interesting artisanal and handcrafted local products for our purchasing teams at the local store level. Part of our commitment to our local suppliers includes assisting them with the process of getting their products sold at our stores. Whether it's suggesting packaging designs, pricing, or distribution methods, she's helping some of the area's best new products reach savvy shoppers at Whole Foods Market stores. Today, New York. Tomorrow, the world. For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Welcome back to Meet Your Maker. I'm your host, Rachel Wharton, and today we are talking to Antonella Rana, who is essentially the American face of, or the New York City face of, Giovanni Rana, which is a fresh pasta company which has opened their first flagship full-service restaurant here in Chelsea Market. And we were before the break, we were talking about the machines that you actually have in Chelsea Market that are custom-made to create the pasta, but I think we should take a step back and talk about the difference between fresh and dried pasta, which actually is a huge, it's like the mountains and the sea to Italians. It's a big difference. And so will you tell us a little bit about that?
Maybe the most simple answer is dry pasta is an ingredient. Fresh pasta is a meal. Because when you have
fresh pasta is a what?
It's a meal.
A meal.
Yeah, it's a complete dish. <John. laughs> Full plate. Sorry, my English is very rough.
No.
I got it.
What happened? When you have dry pasta, you need something around because it's not enough to create something very special to complete your offer. But when you have fresh filled pasta, you have a gift inside the taste, the feeling, wrapped by the dough. Then you have a very strong taste. You have many ingredients inside. You can have vegetables, fish, cheese, meat, also sweets, also chocolate, also tiramisu.
Never had that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you need just extra virgin oil or butter, really, really a touch of fresh herbs. Mm. And you don't need the sauce because the taste is inside. Then the freshness is about the raw ingredients, about, of course, the eggs, about the quickness, and the quickness, because to cook dry pasta you need 8, 10, 13 minutes. To cook fresh pasta you need one minute, 2 minutes. It's an amazing gift for women.
The stuff that, well, you make the pasta fresh in Chelsea Market for Chelsea Market, but then you make fresh pasta for the United States Market in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
Where was it hard to find? How long have you been doing that?
1 year ago
opened. Oh, 1 year. Because I was going to ask if it was hard to find raw ingredients, maybe even get them from Italy, that are on par with the Italian ingredients.
Yeah, I like so much this answer because it's about, again, freshness and authenticity. Uh-huh. When we speak about authenticity, we speak about Parmigiano Reggiano.
Right.
24 month, 36 month aged. Must be Italian. And then is our signature. But also when we speak about basil, the pesto made with basil is about pesto from Liguria, the exact region. But if we speak about lobster,
right?
Lobster is from Maine. It's not about from Capri, from Naples. Then freshness and authenticity, they are for me the rules, the golden rules.
So did your eggs come from here?
Local, and the fish, for example, from the best state that we know for the lobster, and for example, the ricotta cheese from Wisconsin. We know that Wisconsin is the cow place. Then again, the flour from north of United States, also from Canada. Then the best ingredient from every single place, when they are Italian, they are Italian for real.
Did you find that did water make a difference?
Yeah.
Do you have to filter it or make it so it's more like exactly the water in your region of Italy? Or?
Yeah. This is also for the pizza, for the bread, for the coffee.
Right.
The water is amazing important ingredient. For everyone is neutral. It's not neutral. And then in Chicago we reset our system, understanding and checking that water. Mm-hmm. In Chelsea Market, different water,
right.
Different checking. Mm. But don't forget, it's very important, the weather, the life around the pasta.
So you were talking about earlier.
It's very, very important.
Life around the pasta. Yeah.
It's very, very important.
Will you explain a little bit about what you mean?
Yeah, because I think that someone now with the new trend of freshness and local does bread at home.
Right.
You have a recipe, but never the bread is the same. Because it's about your hands, about the humidity, the air, and then you have always adjust a little bit the recipe. The same with the dough of the fresh pasta. And also if you receive a different ricotta cheese, mm-hmm. more dry, more wet, you need to adjust the recipe. The same with the prosciutto, the same with the spinach.
Uh-huh.
And then it's very important, again, and is my happiness, the human being factor.
Mm-hmm. So the people who make it here in Chelsea Market are constantly adjusting and tasting and depending on the season and the humidity.
Yeah, the market is the law about the ingredients. Then today we find at the green market a specific vegetable, the last butternut squash from the winter,
uh-huh.
or the new one, celery root, because it's the moment. Then we do the special filling with these. And in the plant, of course, you work with the season and you work with the classic. Because cappelletto with prosciutto is forever.
Mm. Is your husband, he's the chef?
My husband is the CEO, the heart, uh-huh. is the chef.
Like and his father was before.
Exactly.
Chef too.
And personally for me, he's my three quarter. Uh-huh. It's not my half, he's my three quarter.
Is he here in New York too?
No, honestly,
Chicago,
he stays between Verona and Chicago. Me between Verona and New York. Our children in Verona, with grandmother, grandfather uh-huh. helping us. We call the pasta triangle.
Right. You must use Skype a lot.
Honestly, about our life of as couple, uh-huh. we are very happy because you come back at the stage of fiancé.
Right.
Yes, that's
you
true.
Do makeup.
I'm happy to see
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you go to the hair stylist because when you see your husband after a month, you are the most happy woman in the world.
Every household in Italy has their own dried pasta and their own fresh pasta. So does Giovanni Rana make? Do they make pasta from all over Italy now, or is it still from within your region?
Yeah, Giovanni Rana is leader in Italy and all Europe for fresh pasta, fresh sauces. And for me, it's very important to say that he represents all the regions in Italy, because I understood that in United States, Italy is Tuscany,
uh-huh.
Italy is some specific place, but as United States, with 50 states, we are 20 regions.
Right.
Everyone
with
is
110
completely different.
Personalities, right?
Yeah. In the kitchen, everyone thinks to be the best,
right.
The king in Italy. Then different recipe, different tips, different secrets.
So do you explain when on your menu or can your servers or maybe in your classes, do you explain the beautiful mythology behind each pasta that you're making?
We try
They're
to
so
do.
They're so wonderful. Yeah.
We try to do because honestly, the guests are very curious and interesting, especially when they see the production. Children, adults, everyone ask. And when we do the pasta class, honestly, we were so surprised about the quantity of people that want to learn. And then I think that this is about sharing experience. And what is special in our family is the love. And the love has a special rule. Always is multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
Then more people, more love. Mm-hmm. Is not something that you cannot stop.
Right.
Improve.
Are you going to expand beyond teaching tortellini? Or tortellini.
Tortellini, was the last lesson, the roots of tortellini.
What do the children learn? What's the kids' class?
It's about the never-ending shapes of the pasta.
Okay.
And we work.
I want to pick that one sounds fun too.
Someone done birds, someone flowers, someone lion, dinosaur, every kind of shape, and also abstract shapes,
uh-huh.
very beautiful. And we work with tomato pasta dough, orange, spinach pasta dough, green, and regular one, yellow. And at the end, chocolate brown pasta dough.
Were there other similar classes in Italy now?
No.
It's totally American.
Is for America.
Like you were saying, women now have to go to work. So is the art of making it by hand lost a little too?
A little bit, okay. Yes. In Italy, we done this kind of atelier of pasta just for very special occasion. And the beautiful thing was once in Verona, one mother left the child all the afternoon in our atelier.
So you would learn?
Five hours. At the end, we say, oh my gosh, maybe the mother doesn't come back. And when she arrived, she said, I'm so happy because my daughter is so happy. And she prepared the meal for tonight. And the daughter had pounds and pounds of tortellini for the night.
How did they arrange that? I feel like mothers all over. I would like to go take that class too. That sounds amazing.
I think the beautiful part of our lesson in Chelsea Market is for the mother, for the parents, stay with the children in the kitchen, but without the fear and the trouble to be in own kitchen. Because as mother, in your kitchen, you say, please don't touch, please don't make dirty.
Clean that up, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the restaurant, you are free, you are light, you are a teenager. Also, if you are a mother, you don't think about the dirty part of the job.
And you're with pasta, you're working with, you can do it with your hands, you're touching with your hands.
And I think it's also therapeutic for everyone, the manipulation, as the clay, the mud, the sand, the pasta is the same.
I am intimidated, but I've only made fresh spaghetti and wide noodles. So I say I am a little intimidated by the shape of a tortellini. How do you actually? Can you say it in words? How you would actually form it?
The square sheet of pasta is as a plate. You put the filling in the middle. You close as a triangle shape. And with the two points of the triangle, the edges, you close as a ring. It's more easy to do comparing to say. And I would like to say my slogan, if I can do it, you can do it. Right. Really, trust me.
Come take that. I've never made filled pasta other than ravioli, so that I definitely want to take that class.
Where in the market is it?
Chelsea Market.
Yeah, but where in the market?
On 9th Avenue.
No, I mean like inside the market.
Is it the very, do you have that big front space?
Yeah
close to Budakan.
Okay.
Yeah, ex Nicole Fari space.
It's gigantic, right?
You can enter from the street or from Chelsea.
I can't believe I haven't seen it yet. That was my goal to go before I interviewed you, but now I'll be like, oh yes, it is as delightful as I imagined. Oh, so tell, and you, we have like 3 minutes left, but you were talking about the bronze, how like there's special metals, and will you tell me a little bit about why bronze was the perfect metal for pasta making?
Oh, of course. When we do the pasta with the machine, when we cut the pasta, it's very important the metal. We decide for bronze because it's the best one for the porosity of the pasta. In Italy, there are also a tradition about gold cutter. It's very, very special, just in the south. But for fresh pasta, the best one is bronze, because the roughness of the pasta is very important. More the pasta is rough, as the wood can do, more the sauce stays. And then you have the taste. If the pasta is completely flat, everything goes down on the plate. The second point is how thin must be the pasta. Fresh pasta, when it's filled, is about the filling, not the pasta. The pasta is just the tissue paper to wrap. Then the best of our pasta, you can see through. You see the lobster pieces, you see the green of the spinach.
Right.
We are so proud about this.
But imagine your grandmother rolling out. It's so thin by hand. It's so hard to do. Such a lost art. I didn't even think about that. That there should be, like, if you looked at a piece of pasta through a microscope, it wouldn't look flat at all.
Yeah, it's exactly as our skin, with a lot of pores and silky, because when you touch, it's very, very silky.
Oh, man.
And when we do the pasta from scratch, at the point when we knead the pasta dough, we always say, don't rush. More time you spend to touch the pasta dough, and more delicious will be. It's very, very important moment. You remember the movie As Water for Chocolate?
Oh, barely. It did take her a long, long time.
The chef, the woman, transferred the mood, the feeling to inside her food.
Yes.
This is about fresh pasta. When you do the dough, is exactly this moment.
It's such an Italian way of thinking about food. And I wish, I feel like Americans are slowly embracing that and we're better off for it every day. So,
food is love.
Yes. Well, with that has been our 30 minutes. I could listen to you talk about pasta all day long, and I'm not kidding. It's been so wonderful to have you on, and enjoy your travels back to Verona.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.